Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Jerry Bearden, Mason County Judge, giving a report of the Commissioner's Court meeting. Commissioner's Court met on August 30th, 2021 at 8:45 and adjourned at 3:35 in the afternoon. 20 items on the agenda. Several of them were just basic, but then we had to take a lot of action today. We took action on the recording request by the county clerk to preserve the records from 1876 to 1968. With Co-File Technologies, this will give us an opportunity to save all these old records that are beginning to disintegrate and fall apart, and they will be on discs, they will be digital, and the public will be able to see them without having to handle these important historical records. Then the court approved purchasing a fireproof filing cabinet for the treasurer's office. We also agreed to use Taylor County, Brown County, and I believe it was Gonzales County as a juvenile housing authorities for our juvenile offenders with the 452nd Juvenile District Probation Office. We then approved to advertise and place bids out for the purchase of a 100 kilowatt emergency generator for the Mason Clinic using American Rescue Plan Act funds. And the court also approved the American Rescue Plan Act fund, which, in which we will use those funds to purchase a new ambulance, laptops, computers for the sheriff's office vehicles, and generators for our communication tower. Hope to buy another ambulance next year, and things of this nature. So these are what we were approving to use these funds provided to us by the federal government. We also approved benefit enrollment presentation by Bobby Zesch and Texas Association of Counties Representative Mark Herthot, that all of the employees and elected officials were given handouts to secure their health enrollment for our next fiscal year beginning in October. Then we went into an executive session, came out, went to lunch, came back, discussed the 2022 budget after some changes and modifications to the 2022 budget. The budget was adopted by the Commissioner's Court in a unanimous vote. This budget includes funding for restoring the courthouse and for expenses that may be incurred in the trial of persons charged with burning down the courthouse. Then the Commissioner's voted to ratify and adopt a 2021 tax rate, and this tax rate this year will be 0.610189 cents per $100 evaluation. And as everybody knows here in the county, your evaluations have gone up considerably. I know when I first came into office 19 years ago, our total taxable values here in Mason County were around $172 million on your taxable values. This year, coming in this year, it's around $543 million. So values have gone up, got new houses, things of this nature. Your tax base has really increased here in the county. But we went ahead and ratified the property tax rate, which is 2 cents higher than what it was last year. But it's the same tax rate that we had in 2019. So there really hadn't been an increase at all in the last 2 years. Otherwise, we received information from the Extension Service opening up the position for the County Agriculture Agent. We talked a little bit about legislative action, some of the things that's going on in Austin. Long meeting, I lost my voice, but had a great day. We appreciate, again, as always, KNEO carrying this broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.